some to four. With the extra package, you have some more. Now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner in the Jotham Down store and Meadowlark restaurant discussing the problem of the pearl. Listen.
Well, Lum, the pearl is bound to belong to us. It was found in our restaurant, in one of our oysters, in our plate, on our counter. And what's more, we still got it.
Yeah, well, I thought at first we ought to divide the thing up, sell it, and split the money four ways. But after the way Squire and Grandpa have acted, I think we ought to stand up for our rights.
Yes, sir, stand right up for them.
We've got the inside track, too. You know that old lettered saying, possession is nine-tenths of the point of law.
Yeah, I don't see where that Grandpappy Spears gets all thinking that pearl belongs to him anyway.
Well, I will say I think he's got more right to it than Squire has. He was the one that actually found it, of course.
Yeah, but he sent the plate of oysters back, thought it was a rock.
Well, I ain't saying he's got a right to it.
No,
I just said his claim was better than Squire's. All Squire done was order the oysters. He never did pay for them.
Well, he tried to, though.
Yeah, but that's where I was too smart for him. I wouldn't take it.
Yeah, well, of course, now, Lum, you could have let him pay for all the oysters except that one. We could have used that money.
Well, we don't need that money as long as we got the pearl. Do you know that that thing might be worth $1,000?
$1,000?
Yes, sir. That's what Doc Withers said. Figures it worth at least that.
But does he know about pearls?
Well, he seemed to. He knows about might not anything else you want to mention.
Yeah, he does.
You know, I find that D-side old Doc's pretty smart.
Yeah. He sits around and makes some pretty smart remarks.
A little absent-minded at times, but...
Yeah.
Then you get in a private conversation with him, and he'll amaze you with some of the facts.
Oh, well, he sits back there and reads all the time. He ought to be smart. Well, Lum, if that pearl is worth that much, well, that Squire Skimp ain't going to give up till he gets his hands on it.
Oh, I know he's going to give us a lot of trouble. I figure I can handle Grandpap all right, but Squire ain't going to be so easy.
No, he's pretty tricky, that Squire.
But no matter what he tries, he ain't going to get that pearl away from us. Not after the way he's acted.
Well, I sure hope he don't. I hope we keep it. That's what I hope.
Oh, we will. This is my lucky day. I can just feel it.
Lucky, huh?
Why, sure. Well, just look what's happened to me since I went into the restaurant business. I accidentally invent the Lumburger, and all of a sudden I'm famous. Telegrams are still pouring in from all over the country.
Yeah, how long do you reckon that's going to keep up?
I don't know. I got one from a big famous place down in New Orleans from a restaurant called Arnold's.
Well.
Now, here's one just come in a while ago.
Huh.
Says, Lum and Abner, Pine Ridge, Arkansas, Meadowlark Cafe. Nevada legislators demand Lumburgers. Chef will quit unless you send formula.
Huh.
Ken Johnson's Senator Coffee Shop, Carson City, Nevada.
Clean out Nevada.
They're going to have a strike. They don't get the recipe.
Here's
one. It says, the Rod and Reel Club of Santa Monica invites you to Santa Monica, California to attend our annual jamboree on February the 28th.
Huh.
The highlight of the evening will be a Lumburger feed.
Oh, I thought maybe they was going to use them for bait.
Seated beside you will be our Honorable Mayor, Ray Schaefer, who will personally extend to you both an invitation to a day of deep sea fishing in the beautiful Bay of Santa Monica.
Oh, I'd love it. I'd love it.
Rod and Reel Club, Bob Wally, Chairman of Jamboree.
There's a place I'd like to go. Yes, sir.
And I had another one from Walker Inn in Sacramento, California.
Well.
I even got one from Charlie Foy.
Clean from China.
Charlie Foy ain't no Chinese man.
He
runs a big supper club out there in the San Fernando Valley in California.
Oh, he does, huh?
Yeah. This looks like the whole country went crazy over my Lumburger. Here's another telegram. Listen to this.
Wait a minute, Lump. There comes that Squire Skimp. You better get set for a big argument.
Well, I ain't going to argue with him. I'm just going to tell him where the facts are, and he can take it or leave it.
Take the pearl or leave it?
No, I mean... Oh, no.
Well, howdy, Lump.
Hello, Squire.
Howdy, Squire.
Now, if you're coming over here to try to talk me out of that pearl, Squire, you might just as well save your breath.
Well, now, Lum, I'm afraid you've jumped at an erroneous conclusion about this matter. And I think you'll find that I have a pretty valid claim to that stone, too. We're not going to get any place, though, if you insist on being pig-headed about it.
Who's pig-headed?
Now, just calm down, Lum. There are certain facts pertaining to this matter that you undoubtedly have overlooked.
Well, I might have overlooked some facts, but we've got the pearl. And possession is 9/10 of the whole point of the law.
Yes, sir. Possession means nothing at all.
It does if you've got it.
Hey, hold on. Don't go dividing up that pearl. That seven-legged thing belongs to me.
We ain't dividing it up, Grandpap. You keep out of this. You're going to bust a blood vessel.
Pipe down, you sawed-off little pigeon-toed pearl thief.
Who's a sawed-off little thief? I don't get up from there. Get
I'll
right over and I'll hit you right now.
This is no way to settle anything.
Oh, howdy, Doc. I never seen you come out of your office there. Yes. You saved that little varmint's life, I'll tell you that.
Fancy friend.
Now. Here, Milford.
Yourself.
A mad cat work back there with all this racket going on.
Now, as I was saying, Lum, there are certain facts connected
Hold on.
How's that?
I don't believe you fellows will ever get anywhere squabbling like this. Why don't you submit your problems to a neutral party?
No, Doc, there ain't no need to do that. I'll settle this my own way.
Oh, no, you don't, Lum.
You see?
Sir.
There you go again. What you need is a clear head to decide this. Now, I have no interest in this pearl, so I'd be glad to help you out.
Well, I don't know, Doc.
Hey, Doc's right. I'm for that. Just let him decide it.
Yes, I'm at. Now, he's your friend, Grandpap, so you figure he'll favor you.
No, I don't. No, I just know how smart he is. Go ahead, Doc. You decide it.
Yes. Well, now, let's get the facts of the case straight. That's the important thing to do. Know exactly what we're talking about. Right?
Yes, well, you're right about that, Doc. Maybe this would be a good way to settle it. Get all the facts out into the open and then judge them calmly.
Well, I'm for that, too. Special since I got possession, and that's 9/10 of the point of the whole law.
Yes, now then, the thing in question is the pearl, right?
Yeah, that's right.
All right, we have one pearl. Now then, step number two. Milford?
Yeah?
How's Charity?
Oh, she's fine.
That's nice. I got a card from Emma Shreve, and she asked to be remembered to Charity.
Oh? Yeah, I'll tell her. How is Emmy?
Well, she's having trouble with her feet again. You know, she's taken on quite a bit of weight in the last few years.
Doc, I thought you were going to decide this pearl matter for us.
Yes. Now for the facts.
Uh-huh.
Milford, you were eating the oyster in which the pearl was found.
Yep. Yeah, I've got a chipped tooth to prove it.
All right.
Abner,
you were the one that served him the chipped tooth, weren't you?
Yes, sir.
Fine. Now...
Wait a minute. No, I served him the pearl. The oyster.
That's the whole trouble with you fellas. You keep getting confused. Now, what we all need to do is keep a clear head.
Yeah, well, Doc, maybe I better handle this now. You seem to be getting a little mixed up yourself.
That is the thing to do. Keep a clear head. Now, here you are, the four of you, all involved in a problem. And each one of you sees this problem in a different light. And the trouble is that you're all a little confused because you can see it only from your own standpoint. Now then, the only way to handle this is to have our facts put clearly before us and examine each fact step by step, correct?
Yes, that's the way to do it, all right. Yes.
Fine. Now then, would someone here state the basic problem clearly and simply?
Well, the whole idea is that we serve...
Wait, I think Squire Skimp can give us a good clear statement of the problem at hand. Go ahead, Squire.
Well, it's very simple. I came in here with Grandpappy Spears as my guest.
You're confused now, Squire.
I'm not confused. I came in here with Grandpap. With Grandpap as my guest.
It's been our whole trouble. Everyone gets mixed up. Abner, what is your opinion of the facts up to this point?
What facts?
Yes. Now we're getting someplace. Got to keep a clear head of these matters. Now then, Squire, you made a statement a while ago. Would you mind repeating that?
What statement do you mean, Doc? You never let me finish talking.
You don't remember what it was. Well, that's the trouble. We lose our heads and make statements we don't even remember.
I haven't lost my head.
No, let's not raise our voices. If we're ever going to settle this thing, we've got to keep calm. Look at the facts with a crystal clear eye. Milford, you chipped your tooth, didn't you?
Uh-huh. Yep. You bet your seven-legged life I did.
That's too bad. But that gives us fact number two. Milford has a chipped tooth. Let's see now where we stand. Fact number one, Squire, what was fact number one?
I never heard any fact number one.
Well, you should listen better. You've got things so confused in your mind you can't hear what anyone else is saying.
I'm not confused.
No, keep your voice down, Squire. We've got to examine this thing calmly. Lum, tell in your own words exactly what happened.
Well, Squire and Grandpap ordered two plates of oysters.
Exactly what words did Mr. Skimp use?
Well, I think he said give us a couple.
Well, that's not really important. Just stick to the main facts, Lum. The trouble is, you keep getting off the track. Now then, Squire, You've heard Lum's side of the problem. Just what is your connection with this situation?
What is my connection?
Oh, no, there you go again, flying off the handle. Just state your side as calmly as you can. Now, you say that Milford brought you in here as his guest?
I brought him in here.
Yes?
And I ordered 2 plates of guests. He was my oyster.
You mean Milford?
Yes, Milford was my oyster. Mustard was... Confounded. What I'm trying to say is that Gosford was my mule.
You're getting mixed up again. You say you ordered mustard.
No, I didn't order mustard. I ordered a mule. No, that's wrong. I didn't order a mule.
Well, how did you get it,
then? I found it. Grandpappy's found spirit.
Oh, I'm afraid you're getting confused again.
I'm not getting confused, and I'll tell you one thing. I'm leaving here right now, and I expect that mule to be returned to me before sundown. Good mustard, gentlemen.
Granny, is he mixed up? I never seen Squire get like that before.
Yes, too bad.
Now, with him gone, maybe we can discuss this thing sensible.
Yes.
Now then, Grandpap, Abner?
Ah.
Just which one of you varmints has got that mule?
Come on, fellows, which one of you... Well, wait a minute. Whatever happened to that pearl?